The 2017 legislative session has adjourned, but Vermont's fiercest political fight in recent memory continues to escalate. The dispute involves health care benefits for employees of public schools. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, it will bring lawmakers back to the statehouse for a veto session in June.
Each year, at the end of the legislative session, lawmakers escort the governor of Vermont into the House chamber for a farewell speech of sorts.
The governor of the state of Vermont, the Honorable Philip B. Scott.
These addresses tend to be celebratory affairs. The executive and legislative branches inevitably clash during the session. By its climax, however, everyone's usually ready to praise their shared triumphs. Late Thursday, as the midnight hour neared, Governor Phil Scott walked into the House chamber to deliver his first such address.
And I'm sure you all want to get home to your family, so I promise I'll keep this short.
The words that followed were not as upbeat as in years past.
As I stand before you tonight, it's unfortunate we have not been able to reach agreement on one very significant issue, despite our best efforts.
That one significant issue, of course, is teacher health care benefits. Scott wants a statewide contract for teacher health negotiations, a move he says would save the state $26 million a year in education costs. Democratic leaders in the House and Senate say it's an ill-conceived intrusion on the collective bargaining rights of public employees. Weeks of talks failed to deliver a resolution. Senate President Pro Tem Tim Ash says there's a reason for that.
It quickly became clear that it was not about giving taxpayers any money back. It was about breaking up the union.
Scott insists he's no union buster. Collective bargaining will continue, he says. Only the table where negotiators sit at would change. But on a conference call with reporters on Friday, House Speaker Mitzi Johnson says the dispute now transcends the issue of teacher health benefits.
He's threatening to veto a budget because he didn't get what he wanted on a different bill is stooping pretty low. And that's not governing, that's petulance.
It'll be the line of attack favored by her and Tim Ash as the standoff with the governor intensifies between now and June 21st, which is when the veto session begins.
The idea of putting the budget at risk for something that has nothing to do with the budget is really an unprecedented, off-the-charts linkage to a policy proposal.
What's truly unprecedented is the governmental territory that lawmakers and the governor are now traversing. In 2009, then-Governor James Douglas issued the first budget veto in state history, but Democrats in the House and Senate had the votes to override that veto. That's not the case in 2017, where 53 Republicans in the Vermont House will sustain the governor's veto. Vermont's fiscal year begins July 1st, and under rules set by the state constitution, if Vermont doesn't have a new budget in place, then no money can be spent on government operations. Ash says it's unclear how or if Democrats and the governor will resolve their ideological divide.
I can't say with certainty that there will be a solution that presents itself.
But a surprise reveal from Scott on Friday has given Democratic lawmakers one obvious option: do absolutely nothing.
This is in D.C., and I will not shut down state government over this issue.
Scott says he wants to preempt fears of a government shutdown now.
I don't want this to turn into a rhetoric where I'm being perceived as being a D.C.-type political operative where I'm holding the budget hostage and that we're going to have this looming shutdown of state government.
Scott was asked if that means he'll eventually sign legislators' budget, even if they don't alter their stance on teacher health benefits.
I know that's not great negotiating skills to tell people that you're willing to put aside your own preference for the benefit of the state.
But Scott says he thinks pressure from regular Vermonters, not him, will guide lawmakers' approach to the next round of talks. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.